Hello, my friends. It's Emily, and today I'm coming to you from my car. I'm recording this on my cell phone as I'm driving. I've got my phone set up next to me, so you're gonna hear probably very poor audio quality. You might hear some cars coming by. You might hear my turn signal. I don't know. It's not gonna be the best quality today, but I just wanted to record a quick little update for everyone who's been listening to the podcast every week, everyone who's been tuning in. I just love you guys so much. And this last week is the first time I have not published an episode of the podcast since I started it. And to be honest, I'm not sure when I'm going to have my next episode published. Maybe it'll be a week. Maybe it'll be a month. I truly don't know. And I just wanted to give you an update for what's going on in my life, why I am having this very unexpected pause, and just share a few thoughts, I guess, about life right now. So I don't want to get into a ton of details about why I've had to sort of take a pause from the podcast, but to give you a vague idea of what's going on, there was a medical emergency, very unexpected this week, in my family. And it was incredibly scary. It was terrifying. And things have settled down a lot. Things are a lot more stable. It's not quite so scary now. You know, life has shifted because of this medical emergency, I guess. And it's going to be a little while until things settle down. I've spent the majority of my time the last week driving back and forth between the hospital. I've been getting very, very little sleep. It's just been a very unexpected turn of events for me and for my family. And so with that, everything that doesn't have to do with taking care of my family and dealing with this situation, that all has gone to the wayside. My focus is zeroed in on taking care of my family, taking care of my kids, taking care of my husband, making sure that everyone is safe, everyone is cared for, everyone is loved, everyone is supported emotionally, physically, you know, all of the things, because we're just in sort of a high stress situation right now. So with that, everything with the podcast, with all that I'm doing with readings and all of that, it's all on the back burner for now. It's not never happening again, but I just don't have the capacity for it now. So I just wanted to let you all know I'm still here. I'm still here. The podcast isn't over. Me doing readings and the other services and stuff that I've been offering, it's not over, but it is on pause for a while because I'm in my human right now. I'm having that one of those very real world human experiences where you just have to be here in the moment and experience it and deal with it and go through it. And I'm in it right now. I also just wanted to share, maybe, I guess, I don't really know where I'm going with this. This is going to get kind of rambly. But with all the chaos that we've had over the last week, I have shocked myself with the amount of calm that I've had, with the amount of perspective I've been able to have, with my ability to handle some very serious and scary emergency situations and to stay calm and to stay grounded. And even though the future has been very uncertain for a lot of this, somehow I've still felt so supported, like just so incredibly supported. There's been moments where I've just been crying and where I've been really scared. But for the most part, I've just had a real knowing that everything's going to be okay, that I'm going to be taken care of, that I'm supported, that I'm capable of handling this, situation. And I think that part of that feeling has come from the fact that every time I feel like I need to cry, I just cry. Every time I feel scared, I just let myself feel scared. In most cases, I would have been fighting myself. In the past, I would have just fought myself on every emotion. I would have fought myself and told myself, I need to be strong. I have to be strong. I have to keep it all together. And I haven't told myself that. And I don't know, somehow by, like, you can hear my turn signal, huh? It's like somehow by not forcing myself to be strong, I've been able to be really strong through this. By not forcing myself to have my shit together, I've been able to have my shit together. I haven't shamed myself for, like, crying or panicking or the times when I'm scared, for not trusting that everything's going to be okay. There's no shame. I haven't made myself feel bad about any of that. I've just accepted this is how I feel. Like, this shit's scary and I'm scared. That makes sense. It's okay. And I've allowed myself to feel those feelings. And that's not something I ever would have done in the past. My reaction and my ability to handle this situation is a direct result of all of the spiritual work that I have done up until this point, of all the inner work that I've done. And it's made an incredible impact on my experience. Like, we're in the field experiencing it. You know, this is a situation I never wanted to happen, and I never wanted to have to test my ability to handle shit. But here we are. I've just been, I guess I just want to say, all of the inner work that I've focused on over the last couple years, I didn't realize the actual impact that it would have on my life in moments of crisis. But because I've spent a lot of time developing trust in myself, developing compassion for myself, developing love in myself, and really focusing on feeling supported, energetically supported, but also allowing me to be humanly supported, learning how to allow myself to be helped by other people. Because of all of that work, all of that self-compassion, all of that practice of holding myself through strong emotions, this crisis, and it's a crisis that we're experiencing, it's been manageable. Like, I have not had an incredible breakdown. Maybe that's coming later, I don't know. But I've just, all of this inner work, I thought I was kind of just improving my daily life. I thought I was just kind of improving, you know, who I was in the moment, right in the moment. And I have felt like I'm doing all this inner work so that I can be successful, so that I can have a big business someday, so I can make a lot of money, so that I can, like, be this big, successful person in the future. But this experience has showed me that this inner work is not just about being someone in the future. It's about my ability to be a human right now. And it's made an incredible impact on my life. So if you're also, like, on this journey of thinking about your thoughts and thinking about your feelings and getting to the root of why you act a certain way, why you feel a certain way, of trying to better yourself in the moment, I guess I just want to offer you this perspective that you're not only improving your future, but, like, there's a point when that future is right now. There's a point when, like, we're all human. We're all here having these, like, very people experiences. We all experience unexpected emergencies or grief or challenges that we didn't anticipate. you can be certain that you're going to experience that in your life. Like that, those situations are going to come up unexpectedly where, you know, you have an emergency or like something really challenging happens or something really scary happens. Like sometime in the future, you're going to get into an accident or you're going to lose your job or, you know, these things are going to happen, like guaranteed. It's not going to be all rainbows and butterflies every day. And I kind of felt like I was doing all this stuff to build up a perfect life. But we're not going to have a perfect life ever, no matter how hard we try. So just know this work that you're doing on yourself, it's not just to build the best life ever. It's to prepare you to handle the reality of what the world is and to be able to handle it in a way where even though you are surrounded by chaos and uncertainty, you still somehow feel safe and loved and supported. So those are my thoughts right now. This is my little life update, which I know is vague, but I've got people in my life who are very private and I want to respect them and I want to respect their desire for privacy. This isn't only my story to tell, you know, but part of it is my story to tell and I'm going through the experience. So I love you all. You know, I just am so grateful that I have all of you who want to listen to me talk about all this spiritual stuff every week and who want to engage with me on these topics that are so important to me. So I wanted to give you a little update about what's going on in my life, the podcast, me, like the Suddenly Spiritual business, the readings, all of that is on pause for now. It's all on pause until my family and this situation is really secure, really safe. And I know that I have that extra capacity to move forward in my business as well. So just thank you for hanging out. Thank you for sticking with me through this. I feel your love and support all the time. So just thank you so much. And I'll be back eventually when things are calmer, when things are quieter, when life is more stable. I'll be back and I can't wait to chat with you all again soon. Sending you love always. I'll talk to you later. Bye.